the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede.
Yeah, wonderful to be with you on this Thursday morning. Kind of a misty day in the Delaware Valley. A little rainish action out there, but looks like the sun might poke its head out as we move toward the afternoon. Of course, the Phils, they're playing sunny baseball these days. Good baseball by the Phils and Eagles 1-0. For more on all of it, let's talk to the King as he joins us every Thursday at this time, Howard Eskin. Good morning, Howard.
Morning. Morning, morning, morning.
Hello, hello. So, Howard, you know, let's start with you where we started the show today, asking everybody, after one game with the Eagles, do you feel better or worse than you had felt before they played? And there were some really good and some really not good. How did it net out for you?
You know, that's really not a fair question because it's one game. And they made mistakes. I mentioned it last week. I'm not a big sports science guy, but jet lag is 2 days after a flight. Mm-hmm. And both the Eagles and Green Bay played a sloppy game. A lot of teams played sloppy in the first week. So I don't know that you can really fairly answer that question. The one thing we all know is that Jalen Hurts can't make those kind of mistakes. I mean, sometimes there's miscommunication and you fumble with the snap from the center. I understand those things.
Sure.
But you can't make mistakes throwing interceptions that really clearly are just mistakes. I mean, I still don't know what he was looking at. However, I still think he's a good quarterback. He's going to be better than last year. So from that position, from the quarterback position, I think the Eagles will clearly be a better team. I'm not going to base it on one game, and I'm not going to base those mistakes on one game, because I just don't think that's fair to say, you know, how good or disappointed or can they do it. Well, Green Bay, I think I over-evaluated after watching them. Their defense didn't impress me. Their head coach made mistakes, and you're going to lose games when he started going for two and then he started chasing points.
I'm not worried about that so much. Why is it, Howard, that Jalen didn't look the way he did during training camp? Jalen, who was, you know, not throwing interceptions, not making mistakes during training camp, it was a little bit troubling that he took a step what felt like in the wrong direction.
I'm laughing. And I'm laughing because you and all the, you know, these nitwits that, you know, I'm not calling you a nitwit, John, and all these people that base training camp the most ridiculous statistics in the history of statistics are training camp stats. And I kind of felt, okay, he didn't have an interception until the end. Oh, my gosh.
But he looked better. He looked so good.
You know you're not going to get hit. You don't get the real pass rush. The things are different. And it's more, you know, you're playing hard in camp, but it's more relaxed. And I knew once all that nonsense about no interceptions and he only threw one at the end, I said, something's going to happen this first game. You know, it's like I didn't expect those kind of interceptions. I expect, and there could have been more. I mean, coulda doesn't make any difference. One of them really easily could have been a pick six.
Yeah, and then you could double his number, and you could put more points on the board for the Packers. So the team.
The training camp. Yeah, he looked good, but it's so different than when you play a real game. That's why all those statistics and numbers were just so ridiculous that it was unbelievable. But the game's the game. Practice is practice.
He's a good counts.
I will say he's going to be better this year, and I really feel, just based on the way he's responding to coaches, he's working with coaches, he's better with his teammates, and I don't base that little interaction with Cam Newton Cam Jurgens when they had a miscommunication.
Oh, they're hashing it out.
You know, those things happen. It's in the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. I'm not worried about that.
I agree. So Nick talks about 1% improvement every day. How is the 2024 Eagle team improved? How are they readier to win based on what you saw in Brazil?
I know it's 29 points. Should have been 31 if if the head coach for the other team had, you know, half a cent and had a coach a game. But regardless of all that, I thought their defense was better. How are they better? I thought their defense was better. I know they didn't get the play from people that you thought would give them better play, but you got better play from people that you didn't know would give them better play. Obviously, N'Kobe Dean is somebody that you guys singled out this morning. So I think Brandon Graham. Brandon Graham played more. He played more snaps than I. He was close to 50% of the snaps, which and he played well. So I don't think we expected that. But I think and then Quinyon Mitchell. Did we expect that he would be the starting corner? Game one, and maybe that's because Rodgers got hurt, but nonetheless, he would have been in there for a lot of plays. So I think the defense played better. We knew that Saquon was going to be good. We knew the wide receivers are really good. And the quarterback, even with the interceptions, I think is a better quarterback. So
that's great.
With that being said, they're a better team. And there's not the competition. I still am not sold on Detroit. I'm not sold on San Francisco just because they beat the Jets the way they beat the Jets. Who in the NFC really jumps out at you and say, oh, this team, you got to concern yourself with this team in the NFC.
Francisco.
They look good. But it still feels
good.
It feels pretty
it's
open.
One,
you know, I mean,
one game.
Look, they won a game without McCaffrey, but if he has issues this year, that changes their equation a bit. Howard, let's get to
Jets. Are the Jets really good enough?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Cowboys might be good.
Yeah, they're probably good. They might not be great.
Season,
but
they're great.
Yeah, they're
fine. Okay, so, and then the playoffs, they choke.
Howard, let's get to the Devin White thing. Is he all in to be a backup linebacker for this team?
I don't think anybody's all in to be a backup when you expect to be a starter. But will he play hard? I think if he doesn't, he's not going to get a contract next year. So he's got to do what he's got to do. And when he's healthy, we'll see how many snaps he does take. Yeah, you've got to be on. You're playing for a contract. And I'm so tired of hearing about money and but that's the reality of his situation. When guys have contracts and they want all these millions, it's a joke.
I'm looking forward to, and James, I don't think this has happened yet, when he speaks publicly, maybe today or tomorrow, I assume. Howard, would this be
the locker room's open today, so I'd imagine.
That'll be interesting.
He's the number one guy I want to hear from today. Like, what's up, dude?
Yeah, he was hurt. So, you know, what can he say? I was hurt.
Yeah, I don't know that he has much to say.
But he has been benched.
You can ask him about losing the start, not winning the starting job in camp. How do you feel being a backup? All that type of stuff. See how he answers.
What does he say?
And what's he going to say is, you know, I just got to do a better job. And I got to play better. And I got to understand that N'Kobe really had a good camp and played well. He deserves to play. And, you know, if you say the things, and he's got to understand that. But he's going to play, but he's not going to be the starter. So we know that.
Well, I hope it doesn't affect. I hope his emotions about that don't affect the way that he plays. I hope that he's okay with that. Can we talk about some Phillies, Howard? I am worried about Alec Bohm's hand. I don't know what's going on with that thing. What's the deal?
You know, I don't know any more than you, John. It's just obviously. In baseball, you don't really have to identify the injuries. And in football, you really, unless you put them on injured reserve, but baseball is only 10 days. So, am I worried about that? Yeah, but I'm worried about some other things, too. I'm worried about your two highest paid players really not having the seasons that I think we all expected. Between Turner and Harper, I don't know that you're going to win in the playoffs scoring three runs a game. And it's just, and they don't win, again, they don't win without the home run. And they wouldn't have won last night without the home run. And Castellanos is playing really
but
great.
They won.
I give him a lot of credit. Yeah, but I know. Yeah, okay. They won at home. Tampa's a decent team, but they won at home. You know, the Mets will be interesting because the Mets are playing really well. We'll see how they do. And then, the Mets aren't a better team than the Phillies.
No.
And there's a lot of teams that aren't better than the Phillies. But in the playoffs, the whole dynamic changes. You need your best players, I think, to play like your best players.
Sure. I agree with that. Yeah,
and they're not playing like their best players. It's just Harper has one game. Okay, he comes out of it after he, you know, does what he does and not doing, and he's done it before, not running things out. But and then he has four hits, and then he goes back to no hits. He's just, and there's no power there. So if you expect home runs from him, so I think for the Phillies to win a World Series. Obviously, they're in the playoffs, and they're a really good team, and they're one of the best teams in baseball. But I think you got to have your best players be your best players. And that we can, I think Bohm will be back. Obviously, he'll be back. And I'm not worried about him. But, I mean, there's so many players on this team that are now better than Harper and Turner. But I don't know that you can win a World Series without your best players being what they should be.
All right, King. Stay well, my man. Always good having you on the show. Thanks, pal.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Thanks, Howard. Here is Howard Eskin. So, you know, as Howard was talking there, one thought that went through my mind, Zach Wheeler certainly as one of their best players is delivering, to say the least. I think he's one of their two best players. So I've got a couple interesting things here with Wheeler, then we'll get right back to the call. So first off, I'd mentioned this earlier, but let me say it again. Before, in his 20s, okay, and that's also coincides with before he got here. 44 wins. I mean, that's not much. Since getting to the Phillies, this is what he's done in the 5 years. 4-2, and remember, that was the uber short season because of the pandemic. So 4-2 with a 2.92 ERA. Then in 21, he was 14-10, 2.78. Then in 22, first year the Phillies made the playoffs, he was 12-7. 2.82. I mean, it's just rock solid consistent. Yeah. Now, last year was actually the 1 year his ERA spiked like a decent amount. He was still great. 13-6, 3.61.
Ooh.
And then, I know.
That is so uncharacteristic.
Well, he started off slower.
Which, and coming off his first October, isn't that crazy.
Could be, yeah. And then this year, 14-6 with a 2.59 ERA. The guy's amazing. Now, two more things as it relates to Wheeler. I want to give you his postseason stats because obviously one of the reasons we all love the guy and feel really great with him is he has delivered in the postseason. This isn't a Joel Embiid thing where a guy that, you know, averages 30-something points a game then averages 20-something points a game. So in the postseason starts he's made a decent amount at this point. He's 4-3. Don't worry about the three losses. I mean, he's had some bad luck and weird circumstances. 2.42 ERA. That's an incredible postseason ERA. I mean, you're facing great teams in the postseason, 2.42 ERA. Now, one more thing. James, I need a ruling here with now less than 3 weeks to go in the season. Who's going to win the Cy Young? So here's where we're at. Again, Wheeler this year, 14-6, 2.59. It's great. The problem is Chris Sale for the Braves. And remember, this is a year, John, when the Braves really needed him bad because they had lost right out of the gate Strider, and it's like they need someone to step up.
Mm-hmm.
He's 16-3.
Jeez.
You don't see a record like that often anymore in baseball. 16-3, and he's got an ERA even lower than Wheeler at 2.38.
Shoot.
To which, James, I ask you, is it Sale's Cy Young to lose?
Probably. Yeah, I mean, he's got better numbers. It's also one of those things where, and this shouldn't matter, but we know it does. You know, Zach Wheeler's never won one. He deserves one. Mm-hmm. He got, you know, should have won it a few years ago when Burns won it. Chris Sale's never won one either. Chris Sale has been a great pitcher. He's been like second, fourth, third, fifth, like over his career. So there's not even that narrative thing where it's Wheeler's year, because it's Sale's year too.
Look, here,
so if I had to bet, I would bet on Sale right now.
And I'll say, look, and obviously it's not over. Both have a couple more starts left, so we could flip. I'll just say, as much as I'd love to see Wheeler win it, I can't bury my head in the sand and upon reading those numbers not tell you that it appears Chris Sale, as of now, should win it. I mean, those numbers are spectacular. But, you know.
Yeah, if it's the MVP award, you could argue the record for the team, too, but it's not. It's a Cy Young.
Okay. Right to the phones. Life advice with the Hammer shortly. John in Allentown right now. Hi, John.
Guys, man, 2 hours on the line? You guys are fascinating. You guys are amazing. Amazing.
Well, I don't know about that, but thank you, John. And thanks for hanging in there, man. We try to get to as many calls as we can, but there's so many pivot points.
Hey, listen.
To play other audio and, you know.
Joe, the good thing is that, you know, I'm on hold listening to the Hammer do his thing and interview. And you guys are interesting to listen to.
Thank you.
Good.
I mean, I wouldn't stay on hold if you guys didn't at least have something to listen to. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're the one guy, or one of the few, that got to hear Jason Kelce drop his serious curse, but we had to bleep it out.
Oh, man.
That's true.
Yeah, you got the inside scoop on
that
one.
That's true.
Dude, maybe we'll hear a bleeped out version tomorrow in Job of the Week.
Let's
we'll
just
see.
Say to those that didn't hear it, one word starts with M and the other word starts with F.
Yeah, I was going to call him. I was going to say, hey, this is the SEC. I need Jason's number, please. Anyway, guys, I can't believe that I'm the one explaining this to you guys when you have a former football player in the room. Jalen Hurts is not slower than he used to be.
I think he is.
I think he is.
He's not. He's not, Joe. I saw him the one training camp. I got to see the one live training camp when they let people in. He is not slower. Here's what's going on, and John should know this. He is going through a different process now than when he did 2 years ago. 2 years ago, it was one read, bam, take off. Now he's going through a different process where he's trying to read one receiver, two receivers, three receivers, and now should I go? Now the defense has already pushed up the field, and they also know where he's going. They know where he likes to go, so he looks slower.
So here's what I'll say, John. I will give you that I think because they've been in his ear to protect himself, there is probably more hesitancy than there initially was early in his career, and I will buy that that impacts things to an extent. I'm not shirking that. I think that is a factor that makes him look slower. But I am struck by... to my eyes, how much slower he looks, and it makes me think there's been some cumulative effect. Because he looks almost, I don't want to give him lumbering, that's not fair, he's not there, but there's a lumbering aspect that I'm like, what's going on here?
Joe, did he look slower when he flushed out to the left and he went up the field 9 yards and then put his foot in the ground and stomped on the two defenders?
Yeah, John, here's the answer to that. Yes, he looks slower. He got the first down because he's still a freaking Sherman tank, and if he meets a defensive back down the field, Jalen Hurts is going to win that battle more often than not because he's a tank.
I strongly disagree with that statement, sir.
Okay.
And I want to wish you good luck in, Beat the Hammer tomorrow because I love listening to that.
Thanks, John, what amazes you?
What amazes me, and I hope you let me explain it, is modern medicine. It amazes me because I watch people get vaccines. I watch people play sports longer. I watch people just get a better quality of life from modern medicine.
Great answer, John. Great,
it really is.
Great
yeah.
answer.
It is amazing.
Look, I said it a couple weeks ago. I'll say it again. I don't think it gets discussed enough. I believe one of the great achievements in our lives has been how HIV and AIDS was dealt with so effectively by scientists who came up with medicine that made it much less thing.
How long do you expect to live?
Well,
because it does jump up exponentially.
My goal is to get to 98.
But it's almost like you don't want
to. You used to say 150. When did that change? Someone alive now.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Someone alive will get to 150. My goal is 98 as a former president to be brought back for the tricentennial. In 2076. Oh, I mean, that's my. I'm just, you asked me a question.
Right? Yeah.
Why do I have to stop?
I can't believe you actually
2076.
Put the thought into
tricentennial. Look, when I was.
He actually put the thought into that.
Oh,
guys,
I know. Yeah.
I do.
The lie detector told us he really believes this is happening.
That was fascinating.
This is what Joe thinks about. He trusts the process that he's following.
I trust the process.
This vacuous, just, I don't even know what this is.
I've told
is.
You like, the whole formula, hey, John. I've told you.
Well, no, you keep changing it. Initially, it was, hey, 2040.
Yeah,
then it was 2044.
But I enjoy
now
the show
I think
too
we're
much.
At 2048.
It's, listen,
I think
it's 44 or 48.
We might be in the 50s.
It's a simple formula. Do this show for a number of years, build up some local fame, be able to run for office in Congress. Go from Congress
president.
As a House to the Senate, Cabinet, President, period. And knowing that we're from one of the four or five states that every year or every election cycle decides who's going to be president, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida, we all know the states,
this
right?
This is his plan.
This
he
is
really
Michigan.
Believes this,
we're
guys.
In one of them. That's why I could get tapped to be VP someday. And then I'll...
Whoa, that's what you think?
And then the president dies and then I become president.
There
and
it
you,
is.
And right. your right. greatest reason for being qualified for our president...
You want me to answer that?
Is
my brain.
Okay. Hold on.
There's some life advice
your
with the
hammer. Your experience of watching the president.
It's time.
I'm a tool,
for
right?
Life advice
really
with
the experience
hammer.
We're counting on you.
Rock bottom, your life got to be to get life advice from Joe the camera.
The hammer.
And James, I like to think this is why people ask me for life advice.
Sure you do.
So let's make this a quick one. What does this person want to know?
Do you want to do the sponsor first? Or
do I have a sponsor?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you should have told me that. So, life advice is brought to us by MHS Lift. They are phenomenal at what they do in every way, shape, and form. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, get yourself to MHSLift.com. They can help you. Start with MHSLift.com.
All right. Let's see how president you are answering this one.
Uh-oh.
You're helping Kristen from Florida. Kristen says, help! My husband and I own two cars that are fully paid off. A 2014 Honda with about...
Okay, hold on. Two cars fully paid off. Okay, go ahead.
2014 Honda with about 200,000 miles on it that has never had any issues.
Yep.
And a 2019 Acura with less miles, also no issues. My husband has recently decided that he would like to get rid of his Honda and buy a brand new BMW. We are trying to start a family, and I think it is crazy to buy a brand new expensive car when we have two perfectly reliable vehicles with no car payments. Am I being unreasonable, or is this completely absurd?
This is so easy, it's not even funny. So first off, you, ma'am, are right, and your husband is wrong. I mean, obviously, it depends on how much money you have. If you have, you know, total play money, then get whatever the heck you want.
I would assume they're not asking the question if it was
Most people don't have total play money. And I will tell you, I believe one of the biggest and best ways to get ahead financially in life is if you have the opportunity with some discretionary income to spend extra money on a car, to not do it. I'm telling you, I've looked into this. I mean, there are obviously studies about this. I mean,
well, nothing depreciates faster.
Listen, you drive it off the lot, it immediately is at 70% of the value or thereabouts, 60% of the value. Who wants to buy a car that someone just drove off the lot and then says 10 days later, yeah, I'm going to look to sell this? You don't trust the person, you don't trust the car. It's just the reality of life. So I would strongly advise many people in society, unless you have a tremendous amount of money, drive the cheaper car that works and you'll save money. And with that excess money, if you can, try to invest it and have compound interest take its role in helping your life. So yeah, that would be my very clear advice.
What if it makes such a huge difference in his daily enjoyment to be in a vehicle
ego
that he likes?
Yeah, not if you're starting a family.
Goes like, A to B.
Well, the family, that's the factor.
That's the key factor for me.
Above all else.
A to B.
If that's the plan to start a family, this is superfluous.
Here's what I'll say to you, and I'll just wrap it up this way. Let's just take a $25,000 car and a $45,000 car. If you save the extra $20,000, and you invest that.
That's
and you
a lot
invest
of
that
formula too.
For
by
20
the way.
To 30 years, 40 years, it's going to turn into a lot of money. And with
babies
that,
babies cost lots of money.
Yes, they do for a long time.
Yeah.
It's not just babies, kids.
Yes.
You know.
All right. And with that, that's a little life advice with the hammer.
In the air to left field. Pretty well hit. Carlson going back out to the wall. He jumps and it's off the top of the wall and it's out of the ballpark. It went over the little fence into the flower bed. It's a two-run home run, and the Phillies take the early lead.
That's some vindication right there, isn't it?
Well, that had to feel really good for Nick Castellanos. I mean, you consider his last at-bat from, what was it, Tuesday night?
The night before, yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to figure out what day of the week. And then last night, obviously, his first at-bat at Wednesday night. That was a sweet turnaround. By the way, he talked after the game. There's a really good question. I want to get to this audio because Castellanos was asked a great question about what had happened Tuesday as it related to Wednesday. He's going to reference Cash, who he's talking about as Kevin Cash, the manager of the Tampa Bay Rays. Listen to this exchange last night with Castellanos.
Anybody over there going to reach out to you today to defuse the situation after last night?
Yeah, Cash came over to me and while I was hitting early with Liam and, you know, apologized for it and said all the right things and sincere about it. So just moving forward, right?
What did that mean to you that they came over and they talked to you about it?
Well, I mean, I think that it's awesome that they recognize that there was foul play, right? Not to just the cliche, oh, I don't know why he's upset. You know, it just is apparently his changeup at 96 got away from him and, you know, having his back at that. You know, I think that I have respect for Cash for, you know, being honest and sticking up and, you know, there's a right way to play the game and there's a wrong way to play the game. And, you know, just admitting that is all that I could ask for and moving forward.
Like, that's good stuff on a lot of fronts. The foul play line, though,
was so good.
Tremendous.
I mean, they admit there was no foul play.
I mean, he drops it in like it's...
like they're talking about a murder or something.
Yeah.
Foul not very play. Subtle.
Foul play. I tell you, man, when he's doing well and they're playing good baseball, I love him.
He's a trip, man.
And then when he's not, it's like, dude, stop talking. But,
yeah, him and Darius Slay, those are your
stop
two, right?
By the way, speaking of talking.
Stop talking, maybe I should stop talking, because last segment when I told you Zach Wheeler's stats, I was wrong about one thing. Not 14-6. John, the website we looked at hadn't updated since yesterday. 15-6. So that's closer to the 17-3 of...
16-3, I thought you said.
16-3. Right.
So we're almost there.
Yeah, get close.
Hey, no, the ERA difference.
Not that far. Not that
far. Is it 2.38 to 2.59?
Something like that, yeah.
What about the strikeouts? You mentioned strikeouts.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Oh, because that doesn't matter for
It doesn't second. Matter.
Of course it does. What are you talking about?
It shouldn't matter. Shouldn't matter when for how people vote.
When are you crazy?
Let me repeat. Shouldn't matter.
Of course it should matter. Strikeouts are part of pitching.
So is a ground out to the second baseman.
Yeah, but...
and you know what? A ground out to second baseman can happen on the first pitch.
Brother,
strikeout can happen on the first pitch.
Strikeouts matter.
You can think it all you want. I don't agree.
That's crazy. There are times when you need a strikeout.
Like,
you come in with a runner on third, no outs. You got to strike the guy out. Yeah, that matters. Well, like, what are you talking about?
That's a relief pitcher, typically.
No, but if you give up a leadoff triple or a leadoff double, you want to strike out. Strikeouts matter.
You ready what matters more? Your ERA. Sums it all up.
Actually, your ERA is dependent upon your fielding in a lot of cases and all that.
Let's not go into sabermetrics.
I'm not. I'm saying that strikeouts matter.
Let's talk to Warren in Gwinnett Valley. Hi, Warren.
Hello, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, no. Warren.
Thank you.
What are you doing?
We just hung up on Warren. Sorry.
Sorry about that. Well, I mean, you got to give him a little encouragement. I mean, he's getting older. He's got to get on the stick.
I got time, man.
No, what you're doing is you're...
You got to start getting people in your corner.
You're giving them a false sense of security for something that's just so...
Warren, let me tell you this about my run for office later in life. I got plans. I don't need to divulge them. I got plans.
They don't involve people, but he's got plans.
Don't you think that Nick Castellanos is basking in the glory that he's, you know, put everybody to shame for bashing him all season, and now he's the one that everybody's looking to and counting on for the home runs?
It's kind of like last year, because 2022 he was a disaster. Other than his three sliding catches in the postseason, he was a disaster in 2022, regular season and postseason. And then last year he was quite good. I mean, he was an all-star. He was incredible in the playoffs until he wasn't. I mean, he did a lot of good things. But, yeah, look, if he wants to feel good and feel the rebound is shoving it in people's faces, whatever. Just get the job done.
You got to bask in the sun while you can, right?
That's true.
And the other thing for the team is I'm really excited about the next man up mentality that we saw, you know, in our 2017 Eagles. It feels like we have that in our 2023 Phillies.
Yeah, there's some of that, although a bunch of these guys aren't going to make the postseason roster. I mean,
you know, it's that next man up, you know, who's going to, you know, be the spark
the next night.
And it just, you know, you guys are good at picking, you know, your player to count on, that sort of thing. I know, you know, Jimmy does that a lot, and the other shows do it. And it's really exciting right now.
That it is.
The feeling of, you know, playoff baseball is coming. And we're a very fortunate city that we're not the White Sox. We're not Atlanta with all the injuries.
Yep.
The Dodgers with the injuries. We're a very fortunate city, and maybe we're spoiled to a bit, and we expect it. And then when, you know, Dave Dombrowski's not doing what we expect, or John Middleton's not spending the money, and, you know, we're pouting and carrying on a little bit, but, you know, still very fortunate.
Well, Warren, I agree with you. Look, those bad days will happen again because things go in cycles. But we got a great era of Phillies baseball, and I don't think it's going to end anytime soon. Warren, give me what amazes you?
All right. I don't know if this is going to be a winning answer, but the walk-off to me is really amazing every time it happens.
It is. I would say the moon walk is better than the walk off.
But if you want a little more amazing, I don't know.
The moon walk.
Pretty close.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about the actual?
Oh, both are amazing.
Yeah,
actually, that's
are.
A good point,
the Michael
John.
Michael Jackson.
I meant Neil, but you know.
Michael Jackson was, no one had done that.
I'm well aware.
Like, what the heck is he doing? It looks like he's walking forward, but his body is somehow teleporting.
Gliding
in the wrong direction. It was incredible. In the world?
You know, when Neil did it, no one had ever done it before either.
Oh, that's true.
No one, yeah.
All right, so, James, do you know the name of the third astronaut? Rhea, do you know the name of the third astronaut? Poor guy.
No, I've seen it and I've forgotten.
So you got Neil Armstrong, you got Buzz Aldrin, and then you got the guy that had to stay in the capsule,
like Sam something,
didn't get to walk on the moon. No one knows this guy. His name was Michael Collins.
That's it, Michael Collins.
Poor guy. Like, history is just forgotten.
Never heard of him.
He was on the trip.
It's Michael.
That is
Collins.
A tough beat, man.
I mean, Michael Collins went. He went to the moon and did not get to go.
What a tough beat.
Did not get to walk on the moon.
Never heard of Michael Collins. An astronaut in the same sentence.
That is very
sad. He was an astronaut. I feel bad.
Yeah.
On the very first moon landing.
Yes.
Michael Collins. I'm sure in the moment
he was a big deal, right?
I know you haven't. Well, he's sort of, but not like the other two.
Yeah, I know.
The other two are frolicking on the freaking moon.
Great use of them. I was going to say good use of frolicking. That was a great use of
frolicking. Someone planted a flag. Yeah. I don't know if it was that trip or subsequent trip. Yeah, they hit golf balls.
Why not? And then Michael Collins just cramped up in the corner of the moon capsule like,
hey, guys, time to go home.
I'm taking notes here. What am I supposed to be doing?
I'll tell you what I would have done. Fellas, we're taking turns. Or I'm leaving your ass on the moon. I'm out of here. Right? You stay there. I'm going back home.
Can you imagine how far you could jump? If you, like, just go out there. I can't believe they didn't just go out there and, like, run around and do stuff.
Maybe they did. I don't know.
Right.
Hey, let's get to the Twitter poll quick. Well, of course, General Zod was up there also.
General Zod had all sorts of time to do crazy stuff up there.
He was a bad man.
Like, he brought cars up there. Yeah. Like, why not?
There was a lot going on.
Put an establishment.
Colonize the moon. That's where we're at.
You have the power of the red sun. Like, you could, well, sorry, the yellow sun. You could move all sorts of stuff up there on the moon and make it your own.
I hear you. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Equinox. Remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. All right, two poll questions. The first. So let's all go on the record how we feel here. Playoffs coming up soon. Which emotion do you feel more about the Phillies as it relates to the playoffs in October? Rhea, for you, is it excited or nervous?
Excited.
James?
Me too. Excited.
John?
Excited.
Was that excited with a burp?
I was wondering that. No. Yeah. It was like a borderline
burp. It wasn't a burp. It's just weird.
So I am more, I am more excited, but I will tell you, nervous for me is pretty close.
Oh, come on.
John, I'm shocked.
Well, James, I mean, it could all be over soon.
I know, but it's fun. You remember, high stakes happen, I can't wait.
So Nick Foles to be honored Monday. Okay, rightfully so. Can you imagine if one of two things in that game happened? One, if at the end of the game, Julio Jones catches the ball and lands in bounds. Two, if Keanu Neal doesn't like miss the ball.
You can say this on every single play of every game.
But that was extreme.
Our team goes out there and makes plays more than the other team, and we're going to be good.
All right, so
don't worry.
John, what percent said excited? What percent said nervous?
I'm going to say 62% say excited.
You're completely correct.
Unbelievable.
Wow, that's lucky.
You're completely, that's one of your best gets in a while.
Unbelievable. That was, especially when, you know, 75% of us said, it's really good.
All right, so that's really amazing. Second poll question. After week one, do you feel better or worse about the Eagles than you did before the season? John, how do you think people voted?
70% say yes.
77% say better. You are good. That's good. With that, we turn to Time's Yours.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
John, that was one of your more impressive in a while.
I think that was just really lucky. The 62 was lucky.
You got it. Well, there's obviously a degree of luck, but you got a skill in there, kid. I mean, that's like Rain Man going into the casino. I mean, you got something going on. Wow. He's counting cards on us now. Hey, Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Yeah, to all the people, including you, John Ritchie, that think the Eagles are a product of not playing preseason. Green Bay played in preseason. They made critical mistakes in that game. Atlanta played preseason starters. they make critical mistakes in their games. Nah, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the timing of Jalen Hurts not throwing interceptions. Him.
Don't you think he'd do a better job if he would have practiced more?
Not necessarily. He practiced a lot at the end of last year and did a terrible job. So
he needs more reps.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, the Rays have one dude hitting over 250 in the lineup tonight. I'm calling a no-no for Wheeler. All right, second inning, disregard the no-no.
That's good.
That's awesome.
That's good.
30 games over 500 for the first time this year, and our magic number is now single digits, and we got those stinking Metropolitans coming into town. Let's go. Let's go, Fightins. Let's go.
I like it.
For all the Jalen Hurts fans out there who think he's a top three, top five, which is elite quarterback, I want you to sit down and answer this question. What does Patrick Mahomes do to make him elite? And you're going to rip off a bunch of things that he does. And the next question is going to be, what does Jalen Hurts do that makes him elite? And it's not even going to be close to the things that Patrick Mahomes does.
Well, I agree with that.
I agree with that.
But I will say, Mahomes,
you get the versatility of Jalen's game that you could put above Patrick Mahomes, like the ability to beat people.
No, he's not more versatile, but
on the ground.
He's not more versatile.
Mahomes might be better on the ground now, way he runs with his intelligence.
But I will say this, my man. Listen, elite isn't defined just by the one guy. I mean, that one guy might be better than Tom Brady and Joe Montana. So, you know, if you're going to talk about the top three to five quarterbacks and talk about the Josh Allens and the Lamar Jacksons, Jalen Hurts is a lot closer to that.
We need its own word for Mahomes. Like, elite doesn't cover it. You know what I mean?
He's in his own category.
Yeah, he's in his own category. I mean, here's the category he's in. He's in the Brady and Montana category. Yeah. That's the category. So, that's a different category. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's talk to... go ahead, John.
There's so many mistakes made by these other quarterbacks on all of these lists. Like, even the Tom Brady list. He made mistakes, guys. He made mistakes.
But less,
Lamar's game. Think about Lamar and, geez, it's been a struggle every year.
Well, Lamar and look at Josh Allen. Those two guys, of course.
I mean, the mistakes that he makes. Yes, Jalen might have thrown or could have thrown four interceptions in this last game. Josh Allen did throw four interceptions repeatedly.
Plus,
it felt like last year it was like a lost year for them.
He's not going to last playing this way.
Oh, trying to run everyone.
Josh Allen was good last year. What are you talking about? I think Josh Allen was really good.
He got good after his bad early.
He was really good.
But he was turning it over with reckless abandon
in the beginning. But I'm telling you guys, there's nothing for Josh Allen that matters more than the guy's body. And if he keep playing football like this, it ain't going to last long. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to last long. He's got to take care of himself. Mike in Northeast Philly, what's up, dude?
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
What's up, Mike?
Yeah, I was just waiting for a little bit, just talking about the Phillies.
Go for it.
They're doing good. They're on the right track. They're clicking on all cylinders. My one gripe, big gripe, we got to get these runners in. These runners are being left on base, okay? With less than two outs, runners in scoring position. We can't do this in October. Can't do it.
Well, it can bite you. I mean, obviously, it can get you in October. That's clear.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, Zach Wheeler's the man.
Yep.
He's amazing, but this runners on base, the other night, that 9-4 game, three times I turned it on, three times they had runners at third base with two outs, and three times they struck out or grounded out, whatever. They didn't get the guy in.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's still a nine-run game, though, for what it's worth. All right, Mike, we got to move super fast. What amazes you?
Okay, here we go. Flight, airplane, aviation.
Yeah.
God, that's a great answer. One more answer. Let's go to Joe and Yaden. Joe, what amazes you? We're moving fast. What amazes you, Joe?
Paralympics.
Condoms, you said?
No, he said the Paralympics.
Oh, I thought he said condoms.
Holy
cow. That's what I thought he said.
No, that's not even in the same vicinity.
Make sure you cut that, Jimmy.
That's what I thought he said.
Jimmy.
You seriously have to get your ears cleaned. I mean, I'm serious about it now. It's not even funny anymore.
That's what I thought he said. All right, so we got to come up with a winning answer here. We have condoms. Well, we don't have condoms. We have medicine. I think space is
condoms.
Probably the winning answer.
You thought he said condoms.
I thought he said condoms. That's what I thought he said. Wow. All right, so I think it goes to the first guy that called today, Dante saying space.
I mean, so too.
It's just, all right, Dante, like you got it right out of the
gate. Are
you
sure he said space?
He did. He was talking about outer space.
And not condoms.
And not condoms, okay. No. All right, everyone, have a great rest of the day. Joe and Hugh up next. By the way, if you missed any part of today's show, including Jason Kelce in studio for an hour, you can listen to it anytime in the next 24 hours. The Odyssey app has it all. There's a lot of ways, actually. Our website, and there's all sorts of ways to get audio of our show after the show. Kelce's full hour, go to the Odyssey app, you'll get it. It was 7:30 to 8:30 today. That goes for all the interviews we've done this week, from Mike Quick to Seth Joyner and everybody in between, a bunch of interviews. Have a great rest of the day.